All costs have gone up. My autistic son's favourite branded foods need to be swapped for cheaper options, which he's not happy with. Outings with his PA for community engagement are more expensive as costs have risen for transport, food, and where applicable, ticket prices.
My son was given 2 years to live. My husband needed to deal with this news, but he had to go back to work.
I'm not able to do so many things outside the home to entertain the person I care for. Petrol, bus fares and cafe prices all gone up tremendously, and I have less money now for these things. It's so important for my family member's mental health that he gets out and about regularly. If we stay in, we cannot have the heating on much as the energy prices have increased so much. Also, without the stimulation of going out and about, my family member becomes more isolated from social experiences which he needs to have. Because he is autistic, he needs interactions on his level so he can keep up his limited communication, else he will lose it. It is also very difficult for me if we can't go out somewhere as the day is more challenging, and yet we can no longer afford to do simple things like go out for a coffee as often as we used to.
Sometimes my children will eat and all I can have is toast or leftovers.
Hearing what other people are still doing and enjoying negatively impacts my mental health, as I would like to do simple things, like go to the cinema once in a while. My first thought is always, always, how much will it cost? Can I afford it?
The anxiety of managing financially on an everyday basis is awful. We are unable to save any money to give us stability or security. Our existence really is hand to mouth. We are feeling desperate about what will happen when the government support ends.
I'm overdrawn each month. I'm not putting on in the heating. I'm buying less food. I'm saying no to invitations out with friends and trying to cut back on non-essentials.
I feel very scared and the fear is always there. I read articles in newspapers about how the government wants to reduce my benefits. It's scary.
Everything has gone up. Gas, electric, rent, food, public transport, to the hospital appointments. This means I face difficulties in choosing priorities. I often eat less than my children and prioritise their appointments and needs.
I'm often cold, which really affects my arthritis and my breathing. I'm under constant stress with payment and bills.
I can no longer go to the gym, which has impacted on my mental health and quality of life.
I wake up worrying and go to bed worrying. I feel sick and anxious when I look at my bank account. I have family bailing me out at every month, which is humiliating. I limit our outings as I can't afford to keep filling the tank and have to keep reminding my teenage children that we need to be really careful with our money when we shop. They ask me not to keep saying it as it makes them feel worried too.
Cost of bills have increased. We're having to sell our house to meet the costs of supporting our daughter who has ADHD.
I am miserable because I feel trapped and lacking options to get ahead. I have to be so careful, using as little electricity as I can. It's absolutely miserable and all the work feels pointless.
I'm struggling each month. Once my rent and bills are paid for, I'm left with £60 to do food shopping. I worry about bills constantly. I worry about my child's needs constantly. Find myself needing to borrow money but then struggle to pay it back. I'm unable to put heating on at home.
I literally just work and stay at home. I don't make any plans as I can't really afford to. Work is the only time I spend with other people.
The fear never goes away. I've always been anxious and it feels like things are going to get worse.
We can't afford to keep the heating on as much as we need to, really. Particularly for my severely disabled daughter, we can't afford to go out very often as a family, as it's just too expensive.
I've had to cut out everything that makes this terrible existence tolerable. I don't have a TV or computer to keep myself occupied. I don't have any friends anymore either.
My child is autistic, and he only eats specific food. So when food costs go up, we can't switch to cheaper alternatives. Had to reduce my hours at work to care for my child, and it's only thanks to help from family that we've been okay.
Yeah, I used to go to the gym, but I can't afford to now. No longer active, I just sit at a desk most of the time.
The rising cost of living has caused me a great deal of anxiety and depression. I worry constantly about money and my ability to make ends meet. I also feel guilty about not being able to provide more for my family.
I have limited mobility and rely on my car to get around, so I'm impacted by the increase in petrol costs and maintenance of my vehicle. I feel the cold more than other people and it makes my chronic pain worse, but I can't wear extra clothes as it restricts my mobility too much, so I have to have the heating on more than I can afford to do.
My illness has increased in severity as I can't afford the disability-related expenses that are necessary. I don't have any friends or family to rely on, only my carers.
I'm unable to work due to my caring duties, yet the cost of everything has massively increased. Because I am home all day caring for my child, I use more gas and electric than most people. My child has lights on 24/7 due to their needs.
Mentally, I'm really struggling a lot. We are all really struggling.
As a person with a disability, I've found that the rising cost of living has had a significant impact on my life. I have additional expenses related to my disability, such as the cost of medication, assistive technology, and transportation. I am also more likely to have a lower income than non-disabled people, making it harder to make ends meet. This has made it difficult for me to afford basic necessities, such as food and energy. I have also had to cut back on activities that I enjoy, such as going out to eat and seeing friends. This has made me feel isolated and lonely.
I'm unable to afford to put my electric heater on. I live in rented accommodation, which has no central heating, only night storage heaters, which do not work. I get a lot more pain in my joints from feeling so cold.
Both my husband and I are disabled. We don't go out unless we really have to.
There is the struggle of trying to make ends meet. There is the worry because your care budget hasn't increased in line with the increase in the minimum wage and cost of living. There is the struggle of your care hours having to be reduced.
The fear never goes away. I've always been anxious and it feels like things are just getting worse.
I need therapy to help with my mental health, and this is only available privately.
I work full-time, but I may have to give this up. I can't afford to heat my home, and this is severely affecting two separate physical health disabilities, which is impacting on my ability to work. This is also affecting my mental health problems. I can't afford much food, I can't afford to take my car anywhere, which I need to get about, because I can't afford to run it, which means I'm not able to do anything socially. I can drive to work, drive home, and that's all I can afford. Public transport is so unreliable that I can't use it to get to work.
The cost of things are higher because of my daughter's disability. She requires more expensive foods due to her conditions. We use far more electricity due to medical equipment in the home.
I now have no care hours to go out, to get to appointments or to socialise. I have to plan out each minute of my care every week to make sure I have food prepared, medication managed and shopping done. Left me with 30 minutes support a week for a shower or cleaning the house. I have to choose between the house being clean or me being clean. I've contracted bad allergies. I don't have a choice to go outside or have hobbies now.
I'm more worried about money. I'm going out less. I'm not able to afford the usual things I use for self-care for my mental health. I'm in pain because I'm cold.
I think that because we're on a fixed income, we cannot improve our circumstance. My husband is my full-time carer. As a disabled person, I feel that my security and peace of mind is in someone else's hands.
I've certainly been affected by the rising cost of living. In recent months, I've noticed that the prices of everyday essentials, such as groceries, gasoline, and utilities, have increased significantly. This has made it more difficult to make ends meet and has forced me to make some tough choices about my spending.
It's all about money. We don't have confidence that the NHS is there for us anymore. Pensioners and disabled people are at the bottom of the pile.
Any disposable income I had has been taken, so I can't buy the food, heating and necessities I need.
I can't afford to heat my home, despite having a full-time job. My disability means I can't feel my hands and feet during the winter because I can't afford to put the heating on. I've been experiencing more injuries as I can't feel what my hands or feet are doing. I'm slowly losing sensation in several fingers, and this was made worse last winter when I couldn't warm them up at all. I'm dreading the colder weather.
The government is talking about reducing benefits for sick and disabled people. This causes huge anxiety for us as a family, as our daughter cannot read or understand money and is incredibly vulnerable. She needs her disability benefits to survive.
I'm really struggling to balance the books at the moment. I'm constantly having to check my cash flow to manage the standard stuff, let alone any extra stuff. I'm dreading my upcoming eye test. I know I need new glasses and have to have the tinted ones, which aren't covered by the NHS vouchers. And I'm struggling to put aside any money as a buffer for things like this. I've no reserves left, whereas for years I've comfortably managed.
My contribution towards care is my highest single outgoing, and I don't have any choice. It used to cover 20 hours per week. Now the same budget only pays for 7 hours.
I have to constantly monitor my electricity use. It puts me on edge. Living in the cold and damp is affecting my breathing.
I'm having much more frequent asthma attacks.
We only put our heating on for an hour a day.
It's expensive to stay at home due to electricity and gas and food costs. And it's expensive to go out. I spend a lot of time looking for coupons just to get out.
We've all suffered with our mental health. We've needed help from GP and wellbeing teams and been taking medication. Two have had suicidal feelings at different times. There's just too much stress. We can't afford to go into town or travel or socialise sometimes.
As a carer, I can't go and earn more money. I need to be with my husband 24/7.